Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hey, thanks for that introduction, and thank you folks for joining me for another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I'd love for us to talk about raw power. Now, I have loved cars since I was a kid. I can remember as a kid lining up my Matchbox and my Hot Wheel cars and literally washing them and waxing them. I mean, I was such a nerd about cars when I was a kid and had hundreds of Matchbox. And then when Hot Wheels came around, oh my goodness. Man, listen, those bad boys could scream down that orange track and zoom across the room. And you know what? There was nothing much better until I bought my very first car for $400. It was a 1964 Rambler Classic with a flathead six-cylinder and three-speed on the column with an overdrive. When I hammered down on that bad boy, it sprayed so much smoke it looked like I was spraying for mosquitoes. I think I spent more money on oil on it than I did gas. But over the course of years, I realized what I liked were cars that had power. I mean, my wife drives a Honda CRV. I mean, it's like a sewing machine with seats, you know? But I drive a Chevy truck. You know what? It's got some power. Well, there's a kind of power the scriptures talk about that I think we need to put everything in its proper order. I believe, literally, what the Bible says, that God created the heavens and the earth. Now, all the details that you want to argue about that, I'm going to leave to you for right now and just say, let's talk about the fact that God created the heavens and the earth. But the most important thing about that creation story is to understand his power. Actually, to know his power. You see, you can't know his power until you know him. Now, let me be clear. I'm not talking about know about him. I'm not talking about knowing details about him. I'm talking about knowing him. Like, you know, I don't know President Trump, right? But I know about him. I know of him. I know there are things about him that drive me bat crazy, but I don't know him. You know, the good news is, though, I know God. I know him. And it's like I get to say to my grandkids, hey, Pop, he knows God, the creator of all the world. You know, if you truly know the God of the Bible, then you'll love him. And to know him is to love him. If you truly love him, you'll trust him, because you cannot truly trust somebody that you don't love. If you love somebody and you know they love you, then you can trust them. Here's what it all boils down to me. To know God is to love him. To love him is to trust him. To trust him is to obey him. The reason that we don't obey him is because we probably don't trust him. So if you trust him, you obey him. Now, if you obey him, you'll be blessed. It's that simple, right? To know him is to love him. To love him is to trust him. To trust him is to obey him. And to obey him is to be blessed. But it all starts with knowing God. In the 19th Psalm, David writes a few words that helps us understand how God has revealed himself to us in his creation. So in Psalm 19, beginning in verse 1, it says, "The heavens proclaim the glory of God. The skies display his craftsmanship. Day after day they continue to speak. Night after night they make him known. They speak without a sound or word. Their voice is never heard, yet their message has gone throughout the earth and their words to all the world." Maybe David wrote this psalm when he was a shepherd boy, lying on his back, looking up in from wherever he was at in that Judean countryside into the sky. I mean, it's possible that it was on the rooftop of the palace when he was king and he saw the skies, that candelabra in the black velvet of heaven. And he saw those stars and he may have said, "The heavens declare the glory of God." And by the inspiration of God, he wrote down this wonderful sonnet, this poem that we have in Psalm 19. He saw God in the heavens. He saw God in creation. You know, Aristotle was a pretty brilliant dude, right? Well, here's what he said. "The beauty, the order, and the harmony of the universe is but an expression of the will of God." My friend, listen, today, know God in his raw power, the one who flung this world together with his words and knit it together with his power. I want you to know God in his power. Creation screams of God's power. Would you do me a favor? Would you send me pictures of creation that you see this week? Like when you see the sunset, you see the sunrise, you see the beams of sun, you see a lake, you see a tree, you see the mountains, whatever it is. Would you send me a pic of that this week? I'd love to see you honor God by seeing the raw power of his creation and the beauty thereof, and just take a pic with your phone and shoot it to me at chuck@sugarhillchurch.com. I'd love to celebrate God's raw power with you. I trust you have a great weekend. I look forward to seeing you Sunday at 9:30 or 11, because it will be a wonderful day. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.